to the Manlot School Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode, where we have our regular collection of contributions from the children in this term's Our Voice Podcast Club. This week we're going to hear all about Manologe's house families, and our teacher interview comes from one of our house tutors this week, senior English teacher and Year 6 form teacher, Mrs. Cook. We have some more science facts about the human body and the sun, plus features on some of the children's favourite things, food, gaming, fast cars and rare animals. So let's get to it. Kicking things off this week, we start with Anand in Year 5 telling us about the house families at Manor Lodge.
Welcome to my part of the podcast. Today I'm going to tell you about our house families in our school. In school we have houses which are unicorns, phoenix, centaurs and griffins. In those houses you are put into house families. There are 15 to 18 children in each house family. The house families are important because it helps the infant settle into the house. In each house family, there are at least one child in every year, including reception. Also, there are two teachers in the house family. There are six families in each house. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Next up, we have Dylan and Sonia with some fascinating facts about the human body.
Today, we're going to tell you some body facts. My name is Sonia.
My name is Dylan.
Your body is an amazing machine. It has thousands of different parts, all working together to keep you alive. Important jobs are done by body parts called organs.
Your skin is your biggest organ.
Your heart is always pumping blood around your body.
Each part of your body is made up of millions of tiny building blocks called cells.
Red blood cells look like round discs. Red blood cells turn skinny and blue when they need oxygen.
Your ribs protect your lungs and heart.
Did you know that your body has so much air that an adult can blow about 1,000 party balloons?
If you smoke, your lungs will turn grey.
Thank you for listening.
Sticking with science, last week Layla and Emmy talked us through their facts about the Earth. This week, their focus was on the sun.
Warning, before you listen, never stare at the sun.
Hi, my name is Emmy.
And my name is Layla.
And we are going to tell you five fun facts about the sun. Fact 1.
The sun is a star. Fact 2.
A star is a huge ball of glowing gas, especially the sun. Fact 3.
The sun is our star and it is very special. Fact 4.
The sun's star name is Yellow Dwarf. Finally, fact 5.
The sun is not solid.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
Thanks guys, really enjoying our Year 3's continued interest in all things science. Now, animals are also always a very popular topic, and unusual ones in particular. So Charlie and Casey in Year 5 have researched some of the rarest animals in the world.
Hi everyone, today Casey and I will be teaching you about the top 5 rarest animals on Earth. Number 5 is a black-footed ferret, found in South Dakota and Montana. Number 4 is an adder found in the Sahara Desert, as there is about 30 of them remaining. Number 3 is a bald ibis, which has been found in Syria, and there is an estimated to be 25 of them left. Number 2 is a cross-river gorilla, and there are around 20 of them left in the Amazon jungle. And finally, the rarest animal on Earth is a vanquita, as there are only 10 of them left in the world, and even though they live here in the sea, we haven't explored around 98% of the ocean, so who knows who could be lurking out there.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Another popular topic, not just with the children but with the teachers too, is food. So here's Harry in Year 4 who wants to find out more about one of the tastiest foods in the world.
Today I'm going to tell you the most tasty food. The world's most tasty food is pizza. Pizza is an Italian dish that is very popular and loved in many places in the world. It can have many toppings. Pizza can be dessert or a meal. Pizza is loved so much, most restaurants sell it, and believe it or not, most restaurants in London are pizza restaurants. Pizza is so tasty, I hope you like it. The most popular pizza restaurant is Donnamo's Pizza, Have you been there? I found it very tasty. Do you know that pizza is most sold on Halloween night? The number one pizza place in America is Pizza Hut. Pizza was found in Italy in the Bay of Naples 600 BC. The creator of pizza was a baker called Raphael Esposito from Naples. In Rome, they call pizza Pizza Tonda. I hope you have learnt about pizza. Bye.
Yum, yum. I can sense a lot of people out there craving for a pizza takeaway tonight. Next, Siddhartha in Year 4 wanted to talk to us about gaming.
Hi, my name is Siddhartha. Gaming is the topic of my part of the podcast, so I hope you enjoy it. So we know Mr. Beast is a programmer, so I mostly talk about it. Mr. Beast was born on 7th of May 1998. He is still alive. He never planned on being a pro YouTuber. He just wanted to donate to charity. Mr. Beast explains the money he gives away that helps him to continue his career and generate more views on his content. With each donation, he gets millions of views. Mr. Beast is an American YouTuber personality created with pioneering a genre of YouTube videos that centers on expensive stunts. His main YouTube channel is Mr. Beast, is the fifth most subscribed on the platform Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast has 110 million subscribers. I hope you enjoyed my part of the podcast.
Now we have Casey and Kobe in Year 5 reporting on the 5 fastest cars in the world.
Hi, I'm Casey.
And I'm Kobe, and here are the fastest cars in the world.
Number 5, Koenigsegg Agera. This car goes 278 miles an hour. It costs 2.4 million. There are only 25 in the world.
Number 4, the SSC Tatara. Goes 283 miles an hour and has 100 copies. This car also costs 2.4 million.
Number 3, Koenigsegg Jesko, absolute, goes 300 miles an hour. There aren't much in the world, only 60.
Number 2, Bugatti Chiron Supersport 300 Plus goes 304 miles an hour. There are only 30 in the world.
And the fastest car is the Bugatti Baldi. It is so fast, the speed is estimated at 310 miles per hour, costing a whopping 4.3 million. Only 40 are released.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Bye.
Thanks, boys. I'll be sure to look out for those on the M25. The closing feature in this week's episode is James, Louis and Obert in Year 6 interviewing their Year 6 English teacher, Mrs. Cook. Over to you, boys.
Hello. Obert, Louis and James here. And today, we are going to be interviewing our English teacher, Mrs. Cook.
Hi. First question, what is your favourite thing about teaching?
I like a lot of things about teaching, but one of the things I like best is that no day is the same. So I might have a list of things to do, but then because we're dealing with people, which probably is my favourite thing about teaching, you never know what's going to happen. So it's varied and interesting, and then you have a holiday at the end to recover.
Next, who do you admire most?
That's a really tricky question. I admire a lot of people, but I think the quality I admire most in people is determination and commitment. So someone, for example, like David Attenborough, who cares about something so passionately and has committed his entire life to making a change, I have to admire that. So yeah, anyone who believes in a cause and follows that through.
Well, from something really motivational, from something just kind of funny, do you have any funny stories about teaching you would like to share?
Oh, I do, Robert. I've got lots of funny stories about teaching. One that comes to mind is usually my funny stories are about me doing something silly. And as you might know, when I teach, I'm quite lively and I use my hands a lot and I move around a lot. And when I was teaching once years ago, early days of teaching, I was in the middle of talking to the children about something and I jumped up on a desk, sitting on the desk, which was behind me, and I fell backwards off the desk. Which, as you can imagine, the children thought was really hilarious.
Why did you choose to become a teacher?
That's a great question. So I didn't think I would be a teacher, partly because I wasn't the best behaved student, believe it or not. I wanted to work in TV. In fact, I fancied turning my hand to being a presenter, which I don't know how I'm doing. And then I used to work with children with additional needs in my spare time. It was a voluntary position. and I was already working in TV at the time, and I compared how I felt working with the children to how I felt going into work to do this job in TV every day. And actually, I loved working with the children. It was the thing that made me feel more passionate. It excited me more. And so that was why I decided to do a teaching degree.
If you could change one thing about the curriculum, what would it be and why?
I think we are really lucky to teach in a school where we can have quite a flexible curriculum, whereby we are allowed to have crazy ideas and go with them. The thing that I sometimes feel a little bit frustrated with is when there are very rigid lines within the community, within the curriculum. To me, the whole love of learning, the whole world is joined up. And so English is linked with art and music and science. These things are one big picture. And so I really love the idea of a more organic curriculum, and I don't like it when we teach things in little boxes.
What would your dream holiday be and why? Like, give us everything, like what hotel and what would you like in your hotel? Give us
everything. You want a lot of detail.
I want a lot of detail.
Do you know what? I almost had my dream holiday this summer. I was really lucky. I went to New York, first of all, where I spent lots of time with family because there was a family celebration in New York, and I explored the city and had a really exciting time there. And then we went to Disney World, and I am someone who loves Disney World. I love roller coasters. I love everything about Disney. I love the fun. So spending time with my family there was brilliant. The only thing it was missing was I'd have liked a little beach time at the end to relax. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you believe in homework?
Oh, yes. That's why I love setting so much for you, Lewis. I think that's a really good question. I believe in purposeful homework. If there is something that you can do at home that will extend and consolidate the learning you've done in school, then absolutely. But I don't believe in setting homework for the sake of setting homework.
What did you want to be when you were a child?
I sort of answered that. I wanted to be a presenter. More specifically, I wanted to be a children's TV presenter. I wanted to present Blue Peter.
Hmm.
Sort of do that, really, in a weird way.
Yeah. Do you have any other hobbies?
Marking. That's all I do in my life, Louis. I do. I love going to the theatre, and I'm trying to do more of that. I love reading. So they're predictable. And funnily enough, one of the things I love about my job is the fact that it allows me to do the two things I love most of all, which are English and drama. So I carry on learning about the things I love the most.
What was your favourite subject in school? Was it English, or did you feel kind of like, or did you really like drama because of the TV presenter thing? Or is it something entirely different?
Oh, but you've already answered that question for me. Thank you. I mean, you'd be surprised if I said maths, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't maths, although I wish I'd listened a little bit more carefully in maths. It was English and drama, those two subjects. Drama probably slightly pipped it because it was so active. But I loved English drama, and actually I loved classical civilization. I loved. It was a subject that I did at secondary school, right up to A-level. I liked learning about Greek literature, Greek art, Greek architecture. I liked learning Latin. So, yeah, those were probably my favourite subjects.
Thank you for listening. And thank you, Mrs. Cook, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Thanks very much to Mrs. Cook for joining us and to all of you for listening. This week's intro music was created on GarageBand by Siddhartha and Harry in Year 4. And now to close the show, we have Erin from Year 3 again. This week, she's recorded Here It Comes on the cello.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast.